Is this horrifying? Yes or no? You, Mama Llama, find the cutest cable knit sweater pattern for your 18-month-old. And you find some really cute yarn, better yet, it's on sale. And you pour your free hours into knitting this thing for months. At nap time, instead of doing the dishes, in the evenings while watching Parks and Rec reruns. And when you finally go to bind off this glorious sweater and try it on, said 18-month-old, they pitch a fit. I mean, they hit an octave you never knew existed. And instead of setting up a cute photo shoot to share on Facebook of your darling daughter in this special hand-knit sweater made by you, who must clearly have it all together, you're desperately trying to wrangle the toddler and carefully peel off the delicate sweater as they rip and rage about. Whew, I think I'm sweating now. My heart's beating a little bit faster because I don't know about you, but that scene is so real as a knitting and crocheting mom. Maybe your story isn't about a sweater or even knitting, but instead a handmade crochet blanket that you spent weeks on for your kindergartner. But instead of being given a Mom of the Year award, you find this gorgeousness stuffed in the back of a closet. Truth time. I've had both of these things happen to me by two of my daughters. These kids of ours, huh? But as a mom of three girls and growing another bun in my oven right now, I think I've finally come to terms with the fact that not everything I knit and crochet my children is going to be loved or used. And since learning that, I've discovered creative new ways to gift them something handmade that they're really going to be over the moon excited about. Luckily, we're only two steps away from even our pickiest kids' new favorite mom-made gift. Welcome to the Mama Llama Podcast, a knit and crochet podcast all about creating cozy for ourselves and our families. My name is Dana. I'm a mom of three with a fourth on the way, and I'm a yarn enthusiast and knitting designer. Join me as I chat about everything from finding time to knit and knitting for growing kids to the struggles of knitting with the newborn and budgeting for yarn, patterns, and all those diapers. Our weekly Mama to Mama chats are here to help make mommy knitting time a reality that's more cozy and less stressful. Well, hey, Mama Llamas. My name's Dana, and I'm a knitwear and crochet designer, and I've got a gaggle of small picky children who I can successfully knit for most of the times. It wasn't always that way, though. Like I said, I've had some heartbreaking realizations that some of my whips for my kids might have missed the mark. Whether it's time or money spent or just the fact that you kind of love it and want your kids to also, it can really hurt when your toddler outright throws a tantrum about something you made them, or your preschooler sulks through a family photo shoot in her crocheted scarf that's pink and she hates pink, right? So what are these two magical steps to knitting for picky kids that result in happiness and not tears? Well, first, let's back up and realize that when we're knitting or crocheting for our kids, we're gifting. Maybe we aren't wrapping it up and presenting it to them, but when you're making something for someone else, it's being gifted to them. And when you do that, even with a gift-giving love language and a passion for the craft, we have to take ourselves out of the equation. Give a handmade gift because you like it and want it to bring joy to your kids, not because you feel like you'll be a better parent or you need to feel appreciated or gain brownie points. Gift giving isn't centered around us and the accolades that we think we should receive for giving the perfect thing. It's about giving to someone else. In other words, a good gift is something that the other person will love and appreciate. You can't make someone, especially picky kids, like your gift or even use it. You can, however, make them say thank you and accept it graciously. But that leads me into simple step number one to knitting for picky kids. Involve them in the planning. When crocheted mermaid tail blankets first hit the scene, I thought, my girls need these. But when I showed them the little free sheet from Joann's with the adorable mermaid tail, they were surprisingly uninterested. Even in a different color, they just weren't into it at all. I know, Very surprising for my two oldest girly girls. I would have loved having this thing as a kid. Did you realize what I said there? I would have loved it. I was drawn to it because I thought it was cool for me as a kid, not for my kids who I would have been making it for. I learned right there how important it was to talk about these things before investing in yarn and patterns and talk about it with them, not just in your head. And if I had just said, "Hey, do you want me to crochet you a mermaid tail blanket?" without showing them a picture, they might have thought I meant something completely different and been on board, and then been disappointed when they saw what it was. Talk it out, but then also show pictures of it being used and different color options, and very importantly, yarn choice. The three biggest things that help my girls decide if they're interested in an idea I'm thinking up are: one, what it is. Two, what color? We're big Frozen fans over here, so pink and blue are their staples. And three, what the yarn looks and feels like. Seriously, looks are important to kids, but feel might take the cake here. I once knit the scratchiest pair of wool socks for myself in my life. I didn't want to wear them. They were cute and they fit, but so uncomfortable with the 100% wool. But I was stubborn. I had just spent all this effort and money to make them, so I was gonna wear them. I ended up layering thin socks under them, and they worked out great. It seriously limited how many times I could wear them, even in our cold Midwest winters, but I kind of chose to grin and bear it, and since I knit them myself, I had skin in the game. Our kids don't. Is something scratchy, they're just going to boycott it and choose something else every time. So involve them in what you're planning to make for them. If you're decent at drawing and have young kids, you could even sketch it out and let them color it in however they want it to look, within reason. Simple step number two. So you put in all the work to find out exactly what they want up front. You've got the vision, the yarn picked out, and you blissfully knit or crochet until it's finished, right? Not for kids who change their minds every other day. Bananas one day, apples only the next, right? Make sure they see you working on it as you go and check in with them. Make sure it's not gonna fit too tight, that the yarn isn't scratchy under their armpits. It's a thing. Check that they still wanted long sleeves on the sweater before you add it. One time, my daughter decided it was going to be a short sleeve sweater for layering, and I'm so glad I asked because I was about to add the sleeves that day, like I had for her sisters. Now, obviously, this check has to be within reason. Our kids shouldn't learn it's okay to ask for a pink sweater and then, right before it's finished, change their minds to a purple blanket because that's just madness and rude. When we involve our kids in the planning of a project and regularly check in with them as it progresses, more often they're going to love and treasure the handmade gift that you've given them. We're not trying to raise spoiled kids who don't appreciate a gift given, but kids, especially young ones, toddlers, don't always use a filter, and if you stick a scratchy hat on their head, you're going to hear about it. Not because they're trying to be rude, but because they're kids and they're naturally really picky. Hopefully, you mamas liked today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this encourages you, whether you haven't knit something for your picky kids because the last time ended up in a feeling of, what's the point? Or because you've got something on your needles for them right now. They don't always show it, but our kids appreciate handmade gifts more than we know. Thanks for listening in today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find me over on Instagram at This Yellow Farmhouse. So head over and say hey. Send me a DM of something that you're crocheting or knitting for your kiddos right now, and I'll share mine too. Remember, it's nice having another Mama Llama in your tribe. So until next week, stay cozy, Mama.